This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Rafael Rodriguez, Rafael Rodriguez. Date of birth 12-12-1950. Date of appointment 8-11-2022. Requesting physician Tracy Kuban, TRACYKUBAN. Dear Tracy Kuban, I have the pleasure of seeing Rafael Rodriguez in my office today. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 71-year-old Hispanic man who forgets to walk, who forget how to walk. He falls frequently. Sometimes he walks okay. Sometimes looks like leaning on the left side. He forget easily. He is doing things repeatedly. Walking problem going on for years. Becomes agitated, making noises and grinding teeth. Past medical history, limited verbal skill. Severe hearing loss. Cellulitis of the right toe, diverticulosis. Hypocalcemia, hypokalemia, dementia, depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive personality, severe intellectual disability, cataract, hearing loss, hypertension, allergic rhinitis, gastritis, diaphragmatic hernia, benign prostatic hyperplasia, history of hepatitis B, past surgical history, arthroplasty, EGD, colonoscopy, allergy, no-known drug allergy, medication, acetaminophen, Ativan, calcium, carafate, Claritin, Flomax, meloxicam, sertraline 100 milligram daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Family history not available. Review of the system unable to obtain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 140/85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart is 1:2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bulbs on present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruvi, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Patient is grinding teeth and making noises and biting his skin. Patient does not follow any command. Neurological examination. Pupils are equally reacting to light. There is no apparent facial asymmetry. Motor system examination, moving all four extremities. Deep tender reflexive 2/4, gait ataxic. Assessment and plan. 71-year-old Hispanic man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, gait ataxia. Number two, mental retardation. Number three, cerebral palsy. Number four, depression. Number five, dementia. Number six, intellectual disability. Number seven, bilateral hearing loss. Next paragraph. Probably difficulty in walking is due to severe intellectual disability and dementia. His examination is very difficult. Ideally, he needs MRI of the brain and EMG of the lower extremities, but he will not tolerate it. Psychiatric follow-up is recommended. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to order the blood test including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D.